Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'Yilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chelmachos, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. And today we are in Sefer Shmuel Bet. We are up to Perek Chaf, and Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehuda were all fighting who gets to accompany David HaMelech, as they were now bringing him back. And David HaMelech didn't want to take sides because Bnei Yisrael were so angry at David, they were easily persuaded to go away from him. Maybe David wanted to not get personally involved because, as the Abar Benel explained, he knew that he couldn't avoid offending somebody. And so therefore, there is a problem. On the other hand, Rashi cites a medrash which suggests that David wasn't in a position to take sides, since the people of Yehuda said, "Listen, I specifically want you at my homecoming." And so therefore, the people who stuck with David HaMelech are sitting there going, "Wait, but what about the other people, right? You're more interested in your family than you are in the people who protected you. What are you going to do?" Bisham, Nikra Ish B'liyal, Shmo Sheva Ben Bichri Ish Yemini, there was a horrible person who is a people who just wanted to make machlokes, says the Malbim. He came from Binyamin, and maybe he had the loyalty to the house of Shaul, suggests the Abar Benel, but he rose up, and his name was Sheva Ben Bichri. By Iskaba Shofar, he blew a shofar. By Yomer, Ein Lanu Chelek B'David B'lo Nechla Lanu B'ben Yishai. Ish la'alav Yisrael. They said, "We are 9 inches in David HaMelech. We don't have anything with the son of Yishai. Everyone go back home. We're not interested anymore." Vayal kol ish Yisrael me'achri David achri Sheva ben Bichri. So all Bnei Yisrael got up and followed David. They went and left David HaMelech following Sheva ben Bichri. And ish Yehuda davku b'malkum and ayar dinad Yerushalayim. So the rest of the people stood. The people of Yehuda stood to stay with the Melech David until he got up to Yerushalayim. Now, the Malbim suggests that Sheva argued as follows. Any king who has a claim to his throne, he has to either be desired by the people, right? Or he has to be the son of a king. We have no interest in Ein Lanu Chelek B'David. And also, Lo Nachla B'ven Yishai, Yishai was a commoner, so who's this guy David? Now, the bottom line is, we also have to ask ourselves, who's this crazy nut, Sheva ben Bichri? And why does he have any power? And who is he? And why does he have any future? And why does he even get a mention on the stage of Torah life in Tanakh, in Shmuel Bet? That, and he, will be the subject of today's Nachyomi, a deeper look. So the bottom line is, Vayavo David, David HaMelech comes, and he gets to his home, Al Beso Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, Vayikach HaMelech has Esar Nashim Pilakshim Asher Iniach Lishmor Abayis, and he took over the 10 Pilakshim who were raped, so to speak, by Avshalom, by name Beis Mishmeres, and he put him into a guardhouse. And the bottom line is he wasn't able to go ahead and be with them because they had already been with somebody else. So instead, obviously he took care of them, but he couldn't have relations with them anymore. So they were like widows with their husbands alive all the days of their death. According to the Mefarshim, David HaMelech would regularly come and visit these Pilakshim, spend time with the Pilakshim. He didn't just ignore them, but he wasn't able to be with them physically because of the fact that they had been with somebody else. Vayomer HaMelech al Amasa, so the king said to Amasa, now remember, Amasa had led the army of Avshalom, and David had suggested that perhaps Amasa would take over for Yoav because he had issues with Yoav. So the king says to Amasa, "Hazeklius issue the shloshes yamim ba'tapo amod. I want you to gather me all the people of Ishuda. I want you to gather all the people of Yehuda within 3 days, and then be here to present." David specifically said to Amasa, "Form an army." Right, because David, according to the Radak, Robag and Mitzudas, David decided he's going to replace Yoav as general. However, we see that Yoav didn't remain inactive. He went to fight battles with Avishai, who was also one of the generals. So Amasa went to call together the people of Yehuda. However, he didn't come back in the right time. Why didn't he come back in the right time? Because the Gemara suggests that the people were starting a new Masechta. That suggests the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Tes Amad Aleph. And so Amasa thought, well, since they were involved in learning, that surpassed the king's command. but he was wrong. So Vayelech Hamasal Hazik, Vayomer David El Avishai, Ata Yer Alanu Sheva Ben Bechri Min Avshalom. So David said to Sheva Ben Bechri, when Amasa did not show up in the right time, he says, listen, Sheva Ben Bechri is going to cause us more harm than Avshalom did. Ata Kach, as Avdi Adunech Rodof Acharav, Pen Matzah Lo Arim Bitzuro Sitzel Einenu. He says, I want you to take your servants, take my servants and go after him. Maybe he'll find 4 to 5 cities and save himself. Right? In other words, Amasa hasn't shown up. He didn't bring the army back. I want you, therefore, to go ahead and take the servants. Now, Mitzvah's David says, they're David's servants. The Radak said, they're Yoav's servants. And Yoav is supposed to be Abishai's lord because he was more prestigious. And that was the understanding. So the people of Yoav and the crazy and placey went out. All the big soldiers, all the famous warriors. And they all went ahead to run after Sheva ben Bechri. And Hamim Evan Hagdola Sheba Givon, right there by the big stone by Givon, the Amasa Balaf Naim, and then Amasa showed up. Now Yoav Chagur Mido Lubusho, Balaf Chagur Cherem Mitzumedes, Amasna, Vitara, Behu Yatzavatipo. So Yoav was wearing his big military armor, and he was wearing a sword in a sheath, which was fastened to him, and he went forth, and the sword fell out of the sheath. So Yoav says to Amasa, is everything all good with you? Right? And he wanted to hide his true intentions, so he started a conversation. Yad Yamin Yoav is kana Amasa Linchoklo. And Yoav's right hand took hold of Amasa's beard, as if he was going to go ahead and kiss him. Since a drawn sword normally would be held by the right hand, Yoav would take a hold, by taking hold of it with his left hand and lifting his right hand to Amasa's beard, diverted attention. Right? Amasa lo nishmar becherev asher biyad Yoav. So Amasa was not paying attention to the sword that was in Yoav's left hand. Vayakub ba'al alachomesh, so Yoav was able to strike him within the fifth rib. Vayishpoch me'av arza, and his insides fell out onto the ground. Vayoshana lo, and it didn't repeat. And still, Vayamos, he died. Yoav avishachiv radav acharei sheva ben bechri. And then Avishai ran after Sheva ben Bechri. Now the Abarbanel over here explains, why did he kill Amasa? He killed Amasa because there was an animosity towards him. After all, he was trying to replace him as commander in chief. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin suggests that Yoav felt that the bottom line is that Amasa did not come back in the right time. He disobeyed David's command to come back within 3 days. And so therefore he was murdered by Malchus, and therefore Yoav was not guilty for killing Sheva ben Bechri. So, and then Yoav, they didn't wait around to take care of the body, they started running after Sheva ben Bechri. Vish amad alami nari Yoav, and one of the young men stood by him, Umi asher l'David achari Yoav, and he said that whoever favors Yoav and whoever is after David, let him go follow Yoav. V'amasa misgolel badam b'sel hamisila. Now, Amasa was wallowing in blood, right? In other words, Yoav's had this young man stand there, and he's got, he wants to dissuade the soldiers from gathering there. And he says, listen, if you're interested in David HaMelech, go running. Amasa was just there, gathering blood in the middle of the highway. And he sees that everyone was standing around, right? When the people came, they just stood there standing. So he moved Amasa off the highway into a field. And then he threw a garment over him when he saw that everyone who came over stood still. In other words, he wanted to dissuade people from stopping. And when everyone was there, he wanted to dissuade him. And then when he was removed from the highway, all the people continued on after Yov to go after Sheva ben Bichri. In other words, when he was taken away, that's the way people went. And so they passed through all the people from Avel to Beis Macha to Beiri. They gathered together and they went after him. After Sheva ben Bichri, and Sheva ben Bichri had gone there in order to persuade them to appoint him king over them, Rashi suggests. In other words, Sheva went through all the tribes to run away, or Yoav was passing through. It's not so clear, but Rashi assumes Sheva went also to try to get everyone to join after him. So they came and they put up a siege around him in Evel Beis Macha. They spilled the dirt to form a mound against the city, right? In other words, they made it into like a ramp-like mound with which they were going to go to the top of the city wall. And Batamol Bechel, Bechol Masheres Yoav Mashchisu La'apel Achoma. All the people that were with Yoav were battering to throw down the wall. They were getting ready to destroy the whole city. So a wise woman started to call out from the city. According to the Medrash, this wise woman was around for a long time. Her name was Sarach Bas Asher, and she was given the opportunity to live forever for saying that Yosef was still alive. So she called out and she said, "Shimu, Shimu, Imruna El Yoav." She said, "Come closer so I can speak to you." Right? And she called over to Yoav, "Krav ad heina v'adabra lecha." She says, "Come close so I can speak to you." "V'yakrav eleha." So Yoav came close. "V'atomer isha ata Yoav." She said, "Are you Yoav?" "V'yomer ani." He said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Are you the one they say you sit among the Talmidei Chachamim? You're supposed to be Yoav." But don't merlo, she says, "Shema divrei amasecha." She said, "I want you to listen to me." So Vayomer Shomei Anochi, said, "I'm listening." Vatomer leimor daber yidabru barishon leimor shaol yishalu be'evel v'chein hatameu. She said, "Surely they should have spoken first to hear what they have to say. Did they ask of the people of Abba that maybe they would have made peace?" In other words, she said, "I don't understand. The Torah says when you go next to a city to fight against it, you should ask for peace. And if the city is willing to go to peace, right, don't fight them. If your people should have just gone ahead and asked, then this is a simple situation. We would have made peace." So she said, "What are you doing?" Right? Anochi Shlume Emune Yisrael. Right? And she said, "I am the peaceful and faithful Tam Yisrael. I'm among those of the city who are peaceful and faithful to you." The Medrash says she was Sarach Bas Asher. She said, "I surrendered a faithful to another faithful. I gave Yosef to Moshe." In other words, I was the one who was able to show where Yosef was buried. Right? And by the way, Atamavakish Lahamis ear of Aimbi Israel, you're gonna try to destroy a whole city. Lama Tevala Nachlas Hashem, why are you trying to swallow up one of the Nachlos of Hashem? The city was granted us as a Nachla from Hashem. Why are you destroying it? She says, "No," Yoav said, No, I'm not trying to destroy the city." She said, "What we want is Sheva ben Bichri. Right? He came and he's hiding here, and he rebelled against the king, right? And against David HaMelech. And that's all we want over here, that to deal with, right? But Tomar Yishal Yoav Hinei Rosh Mushlach, right? Elacha be'ad achoma." She says, "I want you to know his head will be thrown over to you over the wall." Batavo Yishal Kol Am B'Chachmasa. So she came over and she brought. She told the people what was going on. So they cut off Sheva ben Bichri's head, and they threw it to Yoav. So they blew the shofar and they ran after, they left the city. And everyone went back home. Yoav came back to the king. Now, the bottom line is that Sheva ben Bichri was Chayav Misa on two fronts. First of all, according to the Brisker Rav, he was one who had been a Mori B'Malchus. He undermined the authority of the king, and also he was a Mori B'Malchus Beis David. He had denied Malchus Beis David, and so therefore he was doubly Chayev. Now, the question is, look, how did she go ahead and proceed in the way that she did? So what argument did she use to surrender Sheva ben Bichri? So the Tosefta in Trumos suggests that she said, look, since the soldiers of the city of Avil will also be killed together with Sheva, if he can conceivably save himself, so then you don't have to disregard one human life for another. However, he's going to get killed together with you. Since the walls are destroyed, we have no strength to save ourselves. Better you should die alone and you shouldn't die with him. And by the way, that was one side. Rav Shimon disagrees, says Rashi, says, listen, anyone who fights, who rebels against Malchus Beis David is supposed to be Chayav Misa. So the bottom line is, we may not be able to sit, to give over somebody who's not deserving of death, but this situation is... this situation is one where he is deserving of death because he was Morid B'Malchus. We have a responsibility to knock him off. That would be very different from the Gemara, which it presents a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether you can surrender a person who doesn't deserve death because he can't save himself. But here, somebody is Chayav Misa. So V'Yoav El Kol Atzava Yisrael B'Naya B'Niyod Al Crazy B'Al. See, the bottom line is we now get a reminder of who's in charge of what in David's house. Yoav was in charge of the army. Benayo ben Yoyada was in charge of the crazy placey, the higher level officers. Adoram Alamas was Adoram was the tax collector. Yoshafat ben Achilud Hamazkir. Yoshafat ben Achilud was the recorder. And even though David HaMelech had said to Amasa he's going to appoint him as general, Amasa was dead. Yoav didn't get removed from his position. And so therefore, we're mentioning everybody else. Usia HaSofer, Tzadok V'Aviasa Kohanim. Sia was the Sofer. Tzadok and Aviasa were the Kohanim. And Gav Ira Hayari, Haya Kohen LeDavid. Ira Hayari was also an official. And so why do we mention him? So we assume that he came from Tekoa. It was famous for its ideal oil, his Shemen Zayas, and he was a Kohen. He used to give all the Matnos Kahuna, and that's how the Chazal say that he was ideal. However, the simple meaning over here is he was an official and a judge, and he too was a person of status. We'll see what happens with the next episode in David HaMelech's life. When we meet again tomorrow, everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.